Some welcome news yesterday as Michigan gas prices have fallen to their lowest level since 2021.
Yay!
I've been looking for below three for a long time. I finally found it.
Good for you.
The state average dropping 13 cents from last week to $2.79 per gallon. How did we get here? Let's ask Paul Sankey, lead analyst at Sankey Research. We always appreciate when you come and explain it. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So how did we get to this point, fall, end of summer, fall, where we see these gas prices under three?
Well, end of summer is important, obviously, because demand is lower as we finish, post Labor Day. So that's the start. The big one is more supply. There's plenty of oil in the world at the moment. We haven't had the geopolitical problems that we've seen at times. For example, this year, if you recall, Israel bombed Iran. You know, that was a big one. So all of that is basically settled down, and there's just plenty of oil out there. And as a result, not only are prices going down for you, they're going to go down a lot more. I would say they'll go down another 10 or 15% at least from here.
Wow. Paul, the gas prices, we love them, and they're great for us drivers, but, you know, not so great for the producers. How are the U.S. oil companies dealing with these thinner profit margins, and are we likely to see more cost cutting and even consolidation coming up?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not good for them. And, you know, they've already cut back spending in anticipation of lower prices. Basically, OPEC has been saying that they're going to produce more oil and drive prices down. So the U.S. producers have been aware of this. But now I'm afraid it's bad news for the oil production side of things. It's we argue that actually somewhere around here or higher is a good price for the U.S. because of the benefits to the U.S. oil and gas industry, and it's a hugely important industry for America. Obviously, mostly in Texas, but it's still an important part of our industrial base. And these prices could go very low here. There's a significant potential for major oversupply, and you might see gasoline prices 20% cheaper. I mean, there's actually quite a lot of downside as we go into winter.
So this is the first time that gas prices have fallen below $3 a gallon under President Trump in his second term here. He's going to say it's because drill, baby, drill, and I want to increase the nation's energy production. Is that all related?
Well, it's false. I mean, they're drilling less because of lower prices. The more important thing is Donald Trump's relationship with the Saudis and with OPEC, and they have been agreeing to produce more oil. And I think it has to be partly related, you know, to Donald Trump's request for more oil. He's also turned a blind eye to some of the sanctioned nations. So, you know, there's all the drama around Russia, which continues to supply oil to the world market. You've got the Iranians still supplying, and you've got the Venezuelans still supplying. So he could tighten sanctions, and he may, because he's upset with Vladimir Putin. But for now, all of those sort of rogue nations are producing at quite high levels, and that's really the crux of the lower prices. And generally speaking, you know, with technology, artificial intelligence, world oil supply is just booming. You know, we just have very high levels of available supply. So as soon as demand gets a bit weak coming out of summer, you see your prices go down at the pump.
Speaking with Paul Sankey, lead analyst at Sankey Research, and we're talking about the gas prices here on JR Morning. You know, Paul, there have been reports that China has been importing and storing massive amounts of oil and creating this artificial sense of demand. How long can that continue before it kind of catches up with the global prices?
Yeah, so that's probably the single hardest question to answer in global oil right now. So China has been building inventory at a rate of about 1 million barrels a day all through summer. And to answer the first part of your question, they've built a lot of storage capacity, so they could continue building at that rate for another year before they fill all their storage at a rate of 1 million barrels a day, so an enormous amount of storage. But it does raise the question of why is China buying so much oil? Some people think it's because they're going to invade Taiwan. Others think it's just a security measure that, you know, they feel that oil prices will go higher in the future, because we're in an interesting situation here on Wall Street regarding oil, where everybody expects oil prices to fall over the next 6 months. But then, because of the slowdown in U.S. production activity, Everybody's expecting oil prices to rise a lot in the future, in the next 5 years. But China has now got to 50% of its vehicle sales are now electric vehicles. They've now got more renewable electricity generation than they do have coal-fired generation in capacity terms. And so why they're storing oil is definitely a bit of an uncertainty. And it contrasts with the US, where China is buying a lot of gold and buying a lot of oil. Here we're buying a lot of gold, but we're not buying oil. So it's a bit of a head scratcher. Maybe we should be.
When it comes to this war between Russia and Ukraine, the president is saying we got to get these people to stop buying Russian oil. But you have said that has not happened yet. They're still selling.
Basically, they're still selling to India and to China, and we'll see. The president could lose his patience completely with Putin. He's already upset with Putin. It may be that he gets angry with Putin, at which point they would potentially stop Russia from exporting. But at the moment, we're not buying any Russian oil. It's very much the Indians and the Chinese who don't care, and we haven't really interrupted that trade as yet.
Could we see gas going, we're below three. Could we see it going below two?
That's a long way, but it's not out of the question, actually. It's quite possible that prices get very low. It really depends on how cold winter is. If winter comes in warm, yeah, you could go below two by next February.
Wow. There's a mic
Wow.
drop. Let's leave it at that. Paul Sankey, thank you so much for explaining it the way the oil market works worldwide. We appreciate it.
Sure.
And the reason I asked that question is because I got gas the other day for $2.34.
You go to BJ's, right?
But this wasn't
It
BJ's.
wasn't?
No, this was a gas station on Telegraph, like around 5 miles in the Retford area, along Telegraph.
Really?
And those gas stations along Telegraph, there were 234, 244, 242. So I'm like, if it's 234, it's not too far from $2.
Wow. I only got to below three because I went to Costco,
Okay.
which has
Yeah.
those different kind of deals, you
Yes,
know?
definitely.
But hey, below two would be like living like it's 1990.
247 by me.
Really?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to report that we're all getting cheaper gas. Nice. Nice. Okay, coming up next on JR Morning, got to talk about the Lions, of course.
Yes.
And then, Lloyd, what would you like to talk about?
I'm going to tell you about the Wayne County Sheriff. He's helping some of these churches in Wayne County kind of build up their security because of some of the things that have happened recently. So we'll talk about that.
I actually was at a church yesterday, and there was a sign that said, "Doors will lock after the children's mass begins,"
Oh,
which
wow.
made me kind of sad because that's the
That's
world we
where we
live
are.
in.
That's where
Yeah.
we are now.
All right, we'll talk about it all. 7:05.